We're CJMQ, and today we have Laura Bobbitt with us, and she's with the BUCA, Bishops University CAD Association. So welcome, Laura.
Hi.
And you're the president of the association?
Yes, of the student association that we have at Bishops.
Good. So tell us about BUCA.
BUCA was started a few years ago by a few faculty members that rescued a few cats on campus. They were strays. They were all taken in, spayed, neutered, vaccinated, and given homes. And over the past couple of years, students have worked tirelessly to promote a spay and neuter campaign across Eastern Townships and to help students and community members who can't afford the proper vet care. We subsidize, they pay a portion of it, and we pay a portion of it, and this way we can have everybody afford the proper vet care for cats around the Eastern Townships.
That's great. Definitely a lot of homeless cats out there, and they're having a chance to get a second chance.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in Lenoxville.
Yeah, a lot of them in Lenoxville. I guess there's a lot of them all over, too.
And, yeah. Definitely.
Good. So the CAD Association, what's your mandate?
Our biggest mandate is to neuter and spay. Mm-hmm. We have a high overpopulation just in the Sherbrooke region alone. Over 4,000 cats were euthanized last year. We have a major overpopulation of cats, and people who promote overpopulation by buying pet store cats and then not having their cats spayed and neutered. One of the amazing things about buying from a rescue shelter or a place such as the SPAE is the cat has already been vaccinated, it's been microchipped, and it's also been neutered and spayed, so it doesn't promote the overpopulation problem that we have here in Lenoxville.
Okay, good. So the cats, there's all kinds of different cats between BUCA and also the other rescue centers that definitely need a good home. It's cheaper and you're saving a life, whereas when you buy one in a pet store, the pet store just replaces that with another cat.
That's definitely right. And there's a lot of puppy mill, cat mill problems I'm sure everybody's been hearing of on the news. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways to stop these problems is to stop buying from pet stores, go to a local shelter. The other thing is, too, is the cat will appreciate it a lot more. You'll have a loving friend that mm-hmm. you took in, saved from death, and it will also be free of any potential problems that aren't screened in pet stores. They've all mm-hmm. been vaccinated, mm-hmm. and like I said, they all have microchips, so if you lose your friend, he will be returned to you.
Okay, so one of the big things that you want to promote is microchipping your cat.
Yeah, we had a situation where a cat was brought to us that wasn't microchipped and was brought to the SPA, and we ended up adopting the cat back just out of fear that he would be lost or misplaced without mm-hmm. his family. So mm-hmm. we spent a few weeks looking for his family, and we couldn't find him. So now he has a new home. So he's happy in his new home. Mm-hmm. But the problem is if he had been microchipped, we could have found the original owners and we could have discussed with them whether they wanted to give the cat up for adoption or if they wanted to keep the cat. Perhaps they were on vacation. You know, there are situations where cats are euthanized because they haven't found homes for months and months. Mm-hmm. And this could be stopped just by a simple injection of a microchip, which is very cheap, very safe. There's no problems with them, and any local veterinarian can put them in for you.
Okay, so the microchip, that's something that lasts for the life of the cat?
Yeah, it's a lifetime, and okay. I think it's between $25 and $40, depending on the veterinarian. Okay. But we have a program through BUCA where our veterinarian does them for us, for mm-hmm. all of our cats. Mm-hmm. So if any of the BUCA cats that we take in, that we fostered or rescued or adopted, go missing, they will always be returned back to BUCA.
Okay, so that's great. So even for the inside cats, just in case they get
yep,
out, it's a good idea.
Just in case if you have a pet sitter or you go on vacation and, you know, the sitter leaves the window open, your cat disappears, mm-hmm. you don't know anything about it, you're vacationing, and, you know, you'll get a call and they'll return. Well, they won't return your cat. You have to go pick her up. Mm-hmm. But it still lets somebody know that that cat belongs to you and it's not a stray. I know a lot of indoor cats don't wear collars because people say, well, they're not going outside. Mm-hmm. But there's always the chance that the cat will escape. And, of course, you want your cat returned back to you. So mm-hmm. a simple procedure as this could avoid very uncomfortable situations, too, with having to spend tireless hours and time and money, mm-hmm. posters, calling everybody, looking for your cat when, if it had a microchip, it would just be a phone call to reach you.
Mm-hmm. Very hard to get a cat back once they escape.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we all...
Yeah. So one of your big mandates, too, is to help the students, the Bishop students, I guess?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of students that come here from out of town, mm-hmm. and they miss their animals, and they want to adopt. But once you you know, you realize the price of purchasing a cat and then having the cat fixed and having the cat microchipped and vaccinated and then everything for the cat, it adds up and it's a big expense. So if you adopt a cat through Buca or one of the many organizations here that do foster cats and that do have adoptions, you know, you're usually paying about $100-$150, mm-hmm. which compared to the pet store price of $300-$500 plus everything else, mm-hmm. you know, you get a companion who's been litter trained and who you can associate with, you know, if mm-hmm. you have a cat back home that's a certain color, you can always go to an organization and say, I'm looking for a specific cat. And I mean, there's so many of all types of cats that need homes that you're guaranteed to find one that you can take for a foster for a few weeks. And then mm-hmm. if it doesn't work out, you can, you know, you can judge if you're going to get along with this cat or not. Mm-hmm. It's not a pet store where you buy a cat, you don't get along with it, it does something, then you dump it and start over. These mm-hmm. cats, you know their personality before you buy them.
Good. So are you looking for foster homes always for the cats?
There's kind of an influx. Sometimes we have a lot of cats that mm-hmm. need foster homes, mm-hmm. and sometimes we have none. We call it a good day when we have no cats to mm-hmm. foster, when everybody's mm-hmm. happy and everybody's in proper homes. We actually have two-year-old, a male and a female black cat, that need permanent homes. So mm-hmm. if anybody's interested, they can always email us. And
okay, let's give the email out while we're at it.
Oh, it's just bucats mm-hmm. at ubishops.ca.
Okay, bucats at ubishops, that's the letter U, ubishops.ca.
Yeah, ubishops so. University email. So.
Okay, bucats at ubishops.ca. And if somebody's looking for a black cat, whatever, and you don't have one, you can refer them to the different other organizations.
Yeah, well, we have different
too.
Organizations. There's Jan Yang with the Pet Connection, mm-hmm. there's the SPAE, there's the Frontier Animal Society out in Stansted. Mm-hmm. We all kind of coexist with each other. There are people who want specific breeds, specific color, specific age, so mm-hmm. this way too we can get a lot more cats out of cages and into homes, mm-hmm. and we can find more cats homes if we all kind of coexist together, which is nice about being a mm-hmm. small town like Lennoxville, is everybody can kind of
right.
get together.
And if you want a cat, it's really nice to get an adult cat too. They're over the kitten stage and
yeah, there's
great
less
companions.
Accidents. Yeah. Less messes, usually they're house trained, yeah. They don't scratch as much.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So let's see, there's the microchipping clinic. Do you know of any microchipping clinic?
If we do them through Buca, we get a discount, so mm-hmm. it's actually even cheaper. So if anybody's interested in microchipping their cat, they can email us at bucats and we'll set up an appointment.
So there seems to be more homeless cats than there is even dogs. Is it because they breed more often a year?
Yeah. and people... like puppies and people like kittens, but I mean dogs are kind of seen as companion animals.
Okay.
Whereas when you have a dog, you know you're going to have it for 10 to 15 years, but cats seem more disposable. And I think it's because a lot of people have cats and then they have four kittens and mm-hmm. then they don't realize 3 or 4 months later the cat has four kittens again, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden mm-hmm. it's not cute to have all these kittens. Mm-hmm. So instead of the simple solution, which is spaying your female cat with Buca, they bring the cat to the SPA, and then it just starts a cycle because then they get a new cat from a mm-hmm. pet store and mm-hmm. don't fix that cat. So, you know, and if you have an elderly cat if you have one that's not a kitten anymore and you have it spayed, there's less chance that it'll run away because it's not going to go into heat and crawl out your bedroom window. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. not going to be looking to breed. It's going to be looking for food, comfort, and love, and it's going to stay with you.
Okay, definitely. And also less chance of the cat getting cancer of the reproductive
yep.
organs too, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So it's a wonderful organization, Buca, Bishop's University Cat Association. And you have a lot of different fundraisers throughout the year too.
Yeah, we do a lot of bake sales, a lot of campaigns for Buca. We have one woman who she knits what she calls hats for cats mm-hmm. and mittens for kittens. It's crocheted hats and crocheted mittens, and you can pick them up at one of our tables when we do a sale. Usually a lot of our sales are at Bishop's. A lot mm-hmm. of them are by donation, so you drop by for a cupcake and you leave a little bit of a donation, and 100% of everything we are given is donation, and 100% of what we make goes into the Buca funds to help people afford to get proper veterinarian care mm-hmm. and to spay and neuter animals on campus.
Get a lot of volunteers, I guess, and you say it's kind of getting bigger every year.
Yeah, it's
more
getting
awareness.
It's getting bigger every year. We have about 15 official BUCA students, mm-hmm. and we have 5 or 6 community members. And
okay.
then we have a lot of faculty that are on board with us. Mary Lou Smith is one of our archive librarians mm-hmm. at Bishop. She's mm-hmm. our secretary, treasurer. Mm-hmm. She pretty much helps us keep everything under control and everybody doing what they need to be
Good.
Doing to help.
So if somebody wants to get involved in the organization from the community, are they welcome?
Yeah, for sure. We are always looking for people to help out. We always need foster care. We always need people to, you know, sometimes we have 2 or 3 cats in foster care and the foster mom is mm-hmm. going away for the weekend. We need somebody to take kittens. We need someone mm-hmm. to, mm-hmm. you know, watch cats for a few weeks while we find them permanent homes, which mm-hmm. is our biggest problem, is sometimes we have 5 or 10 cats that need homes, but 1 foster mom, so it's kind of not fair to place, you know, 6 cats that need attention that came off the street mm-hmm. in somebody's living room until we find them real homes. So,
good. Yeah.
And I mean, community members are always great for getting the word out, for, you know, telling your friends about events that are happening or helping us mm-hmm. fundraise mm-hmm. and just helping us provide general care for the cats.
That's good, because definitely you're relying on donations and fundraisers.
Yeah, we rely 100% on mm-hmm. the support of the community mm-hmm. and the support of the students. And it's been actually really surprising. Some of the students come up and they, you know, donate $5, $10 for a muffin. And we're just like, oh, wow, you know, that's mm-hmm. 1/10 of a vet bill right there. And they just, they can't have cats, but they want to have cats. So they help us mm-hmm. and people can support us monetary or with helping us drive cats to the vets, mm-hmm. helping us foster mm-hmm. Every little bit helps.
Good. Great organization to get involved with. And you were saying there's 4,000 cats euthanized every year?
Yeah, there's around that. Between 4,000 and 5,000 cats are put down every year, and that's just in the Sherbrooke area alone.
Okay.
And like I said, out of those, some of those have been people's pets that mm-hmm. Have either been abandoned, discarded, or just lost. And, mm-hmm. you know, you go somewhere for 3 weeks over Christmas break, your cat gets out, there's a slight chance that you may not get your cat back mm-hmm. because, and the other thing is too, is sometimes people pick up cats, they don't have a microchip, so they adopt it as their own cat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not saying every cat that gets mm-hmm. out has been euthanized, mm-hmm. but a lot of them do meet.
Yeah, so important. So spay, neuter, and a microchip around $25, $25 to $40.
Yep,
not
for a microchip.
Expensive. Yeah. Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Laura? Any upcoming events coming up, fundraisers? Or?
Actually, we just did a really big Halloween one, so we'd like to thank everyone who participated and helped us in mm-hmm. that. But as for Christmas, we're going to be doing a Christmas bake sale at Bishop's, mm-hmm. and we do orders for cupcakes. A lot of people, community members, have been buying dozens of cupcakes from us, which is nice because we all get together and we get to discuss our upcoming events and make cupcakes at the same time. And our Hats for Cats and Mittens for Kittens is mm-hmm. still ongoing. So if anybody wants some purple crocheted homemade goods, mm-hmm. we have a woman who donates them.
How much are the hats?
I think they're $10.
That's really cheap.
It's $10 for a crocheted homemade hat and $10 for a pair of mittens. And they're all purple, the Bishop's color.
Okay.
So we stay close to home.
Yeah, well, that's good. That really stands out, too. And nice and colorful for the winter. Good. Well, we thank you. And definitely, we're going to give the email out again, bucats@ubishops.ca, if you want to get involved, give a donation, or if you're looking for a cat to adopt.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.